You're listening to The Art of the Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. What?
I said thank you, my dear.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but you're still standing in front of the microphone. I can't do a broadcast with you there. What are you doing?
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
See you later.
All right.
Oh, I think this little girl wants to take over the show already. And I wish she could. And when she's able, I guarantee you, she will. This is going to be, I hope, I mean, if she wants to. And I hope she wants to. Well, I'd like to thank Gary Bourgeois for running the best of the hour of the time, at least in his learned opinion, for the last three nights while I was going over everything about Oklahoma City Day 1 with the typesetter and making up cover art with a committee. We did it by committee. We made the cover by committee. And ladies and gentlemen, it is so powerful. This is the most powerful book cover I have ever seen in my life. It is so powerful that we're not even putting a single word on the front cover of the book. It doesn't need it. The cover art says it all. It will jump off the shelf into your hand before you even know that it has happened. And any titles or words or anything on that front cover would just detract from the powerful graphic depiction and symbology that is there. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll have to wait till you get your book and see it. It's going to knock your socks off. When we put this together, we had no idea what we were going to come up with. We had sort of an idea when we started what it should be. And what we ended up with was something way beyond any of us expected, way beyond anything that we thought we could ever find or get. It was as if, well, I'm not even going to tell you what it was as if, but it is powerful. And Gary Bourgeois did the last three nights of broadcasting for the Hour of the Time, even though he was on his deathbed. I'm just joking, folks. He wasn't on his deathbed, but he was very ill. When I called him and asked him to do the broadcast for me for those three nights, I had no idea that he was ill. And he said yes, that he would, but he had to go to the doctor. And I started asking him a couple of questions and found out that Gary was very sick. And I told him that I would get someone else, and he absolutely insisted. He would not let me get someone else to broadcast the program. He wanted to do it so badly. So he did, and we thank him from the bottom of our hearts here. As always, he is a good friend and always comes through in a pinch. But I really wish, Gary, that when you're ill, you let somebody else handle that, because I know. All you have to do is push a few buttons and put in a tape, and that's it. But still, when you're sick, you're sick, and you should take some time off and rest. But, you know, Gary loves radio, and he loves satellite stuff and computer things and telephones and wires and soldering irons and all of that stuff. So I guess he was having fun anyway. So let's go right now to Phoenix with Frank Marzullo and the Metal Report. Good evening, Frank.
Good evening, Bill.
How you doing?
Not too badly. I'm glad your book's coming along nicely. Huh?
Oh, it's incredible. It is absolutely incredible. You're not going to believe what we have produced. Nobody's going
to
believe it.
I'm looking forward to my copy. All right. Well, the markets have been, to put it bluntly, very strange. More and more in the mainstream are, you know, quotes like a growing number of stock market watchers are getting queasy. They argue that by most normal standards, stocks are just too expensive. Therefore, they conclude this broad-based advance must end soon and badly. They go on to investors were unmoved by a report from blah, blah, blah. All the money coming in is being met by a near equal amount of selling. So the bottom line is like we've talked about, the smart money getting out, the dumb money, the average age of a 26-year-old stockbroker who doesn't really know is advising people to go ahead and get in. Meanwhile, the professionals are getting out. The advice from the professionals is sell into the rallies. The Dow components, the New York Stock Exchange, is so overvalued that people are now starting to flip down to the small caps, okay, and try to ride them out. Last time this happened was approximately 2 months prior to the crash in 87 and all other minor crashes in before and after that. It always ends with the small caps being the ones. It's a very extremely speculative position, and it's indicative of market tops. Another headline, bonds lead lethargic market to higher but shaky ground. I don't know how much more people need to have placed in front of them before they act and do what they need to do. But gold's down. Gold's down $4, so things must be okay. No, they're not. Why is gold down? Craig had a meeting this morning and explained to us why gold is down. Bottom line is Japan has problems, and big ones. Kyoto Shinpan, seventh largest bank failure in Japan's post-war history. More and more problems. Analysts expect more failures of Japanese financial institutions in the months ahead. Now, we've talked about this before. Who has most of our debt here in this country? Who has most of our retirement accounts in their financial institutions? Japan. Recently, last month in May, Treasury came out with those inflation index bonds. Well, but if there's no inflation, why would we have inflation index bonds? Because the government's lying to us, as usual. Japan doesn't have any inflation index bonds. There's only one way to index against inflation. That is with gold. Even Alan Greenspan said so. But what's been going on is Japan has been shorting the market from the futures and options standpoint, causing the price of gold to go down. Meantime, with one hand, they're doing that. On the other hand, they're buying the actual metal. And the way they've got it structured is they are going to buy gold cheaply on the profiting from their short selling. It's a complex game, and Craig attempted to explain it to us. He's very knowledgeable in all those things, and so is Pat Michon, who takes care of all that aspect. But that is why gold is down. How far can it go? We don't know. With a 1,300 ton shortfall last year, I don't think it can go very far down at all. Take advantage of this Japanese game. Get it while you can, because it's cheap. It is very cheap compared to where it's going to be. All these problems are shaking loose.
Wow.
I mean, we can't sum it up any more than that. The writing, it's all right there. Why would people want to wait? I talked to a lady today. She was smart enough. She was kind of complaining about getting that. You know, she had capital gains. But she had such, you know, hey, that's great. You had profits. You pay your taxes. If you're having to pay the taxes, that's all part and parcel of what it's about. Paying capital gains beats at all. Okay, it sure beats all get wiped out. And we've gone over and over and over. Gold. Well, why gold? No, everybody's getting gold. The power players are getting gold. The Japanese institutions are getting gold in such a huge amount. It's unbelievable. If Barton Biggs on Wall Street can put $1 billion into it, that's a pretty important amount. People, gold is important. I don't care what your financial advisor says. You've got to look at what the big boys are doing. And the big boys are getting gold. The time is now. The time is, if anything, the time has been. But now is more than ever. Because they're all lining up. They're all taking their positions. So, you know, I don't know about you, Bill, but I got to be honest. I'm kind of nervous about what's happening. Because at the rate this is occurring, it can go down at any point in time.
That's true. We've been expecting it for years. I'm not nervous.
No, I mean,
I've studied it and been expecting it for so many years. Doesn't make me nervous a bit.
Yeah, I mean, we know it's going to occur, but it's like anything else. I mean, when you expect the worst, even when it happens, it's like, well, you really didn't want it to happen, but you know, all of a sudden it hits you. It's like, well, damn, you know, you just get on with it, but. You know, we all want to go on with our lives, like you pointed out. We all want to do our thing, and we wish this problem didn't exist. But it does. Reality, it's staring us in the face. You need to do something about it.
I did. I have my Bible, I have my bullets, and I have just planted the never-ending zucchini vine.
Well, I don't think you have to get me some of them seeds. But, yeah, I've got my Bible, I've got my bullets, and I've got my gold. I've got my other situations taken care of very well. What's interesting is a lot of people out there don't think that one person can make a difference, and they're wrong. I've talked before about how the Federal Reserve notes in my wallet somehow end up being stamped. This is not money. By legal definition, it's a worthless security.
Yeah, I meant to talk to you about that. You just sent me one of those worthless security things.
Sorry.
Several of them.
Everything ends up that way. I don't know. It's just kind of magic, I guess. But what I find interesting is as these things get used down in the Phoenix area, keep in mind, Phoenix is a very large city. I am starting to see these things everywhere. Okay? It's rather amusing because I know where they came from. I can tell just by the way they're stamped that I know where they came from. And they're starting to be all over the valley. So anyone that says one person can't make a difference obviously hasn't tried to make a difference. Because I know I demonstrated when I was in law enforcement, one person, myself, made a difference in a moderately sized town. I'm making a significant impact down here in Phoenix. Everybody out there, if you put your minds to it and you do what you have to do, can and will make the difference. And they need to quit being fearful, they need to get off their butts, and they need to get it done. I can't make it any simpler than that, because the time is now.
Got any new newsletters? I wish you'd quit using that Masonic code word, the time is now.
Okay, I didn't know that. I'll have to remember that.
That was the code phrase that started the French Revolution.
Was it really?
Yes.
I just remember seeing on some of the albums and some of the hardcore metal albums and stuff, what mode it be and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware of that one. Yes, we do have a new newsletter. It's an excellent newsletter. There's some very good articles in there explaining what's going on. I've got, to the people that I've been talking to, I've got most of them already newsletters en route. If you're talking to somebody else at Swiss America, make sure you give them a call. Ask for the new newsletter. Very good newsletter. And we're working on some other things. Hopefully we'll be coming down the pipeline very soon.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
All right. You have a good evening, Bill.
You too.
See you next week.
Call, folks, 1-800-289-2646. I just cut myself off because I had to disconnect Frank and push the wrong button. But call Frank at 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. If he's not there, leave a message. He'll get back to you. Well, don't go away. I'll be right back with all kinds of things to talk about. Enough of that. Well, Veritas is out, ladies and gentlemen. Came off the presses while I was traveling and is in the mail to you as I'm speaking. I believe it went out yesterday, all of them. So you should be watching your mailboxes because this is another great issue of Veritas, and the next one's going to be even better. The next one's going to just knock your boo off. Wow. It's going to be incredible. Okay, we've still got room for some people. If you want to make it to the Area 51 excursion, you need to get your money in now. July 4th through the 7th. The first lectures will begin on July 1st, promptly at 1 p.m., and we'll go through the morning of the 7th, have breakfast, and then everybody can zip out in your cars, campers, RVs, or airplanes, or whatever, home. Harvest will host a series of lectures, videos, slide presentations, and field trips hosted by yours truly, William Cooper, at the Little Alien in Rachel, Nevada, near the infamous Area 51, super top secret test site for the most advanced technology in the United States government's arsenal of black projects. Come out with us and meet some really good people. Everybody that I've ever taken out there or met out there have been some really, really super nice, wonderful folks, and I don't think this trip's going to be any different. Participate in the nightly Skywatch with us. Enjoy Pat Travis's good cooking, and boy, I'm telling you, she is a really good cook. If you've never eaten any of her cooking, you're in for a real treat. Learn about the top secret technology that gave birth to the UFO legends. Program begins July 4th at 1 p.m. All attendees must provide their own transportation to Rachel, Nevada, on Highway 375. Beds are limited to 16 people total, first come, first served. The beds are almost gone. I think there's a couple left. So if you give me a call tomorrow, if you really want to go and you want a bed, we might be able to fix you up. There are no camping or parking fees for those of you who wish to camp out or bring campers or RVs and sleep in your camper, your RV, or your own tent or sleeping bag. And the weather out there is generally really nice this time of year. All prices include all lectures, presentations, and field trips. Attendees who choose to camp out must provide all camping equipment and gear. You must bring your own stuff. For information and room availability, phone 520-333-5691 between 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. which is Mountain Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 520-333-5691 between 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, which is also Mountain Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Now, here are the prices, folks. If you want to come, get your money in now. If you pay for a bed and there's no bed available, make sure your phone number is included with your payment. We'll call you and ask you what you want to do. If you'd like to switch to camping out with meals or without meals, then we can arrange that. But once you send your money in, there is no refund. Understand that. If you send it in for a bed and there are no beds, we will refund the bed portion to you. That's all. Okay? So you'll have to determine whether you want to camp out with meals or camp out without meals or bring an RV or a camper or whatever. But remember, once you send in your payment, there are no refunds. I have to fill this place. And if you don't show up, I still have to pay for the part that you didn't show up for. So, folks, no refunds. Couple with bed and meals. Bed and meals, room and board, I believe they call it, $355. That's all lectures, all presentations, all field trips, breakfast and supper every day, and a bed. A single room and board. Single room and board, $210. Remember, couple, room and board, $355. Single room and board, $210. A couple camping out or living in their RV or living in the camper, however they want to do it, sleeping in sleeping bags with meals. This includes meals. No bed, but meals. All lectures, presentations, and field trips. $290. That's a couple. You have to excuse me tonight, folks. There's something going on in my throat, and I don't know exactly what it is. But my voice is a little raspy, and every now and then I feel a need to cough. Single, camping out with meals. That means in an RV, in a camper, in a sleeping bag, in a tent. I don't care what it is. Single, camping out with meals, $145. Couple, camping out, no meals. That means there's no bed for you. You provide your own meals. And you can purchase meals there outside of the meals that will be furnished for those who are part of the room and board thing, or with meals, camping out thing. So if you don't want any meals and you don't want any bed, you just want to attend the lectures, presentations, and field trips, it's $200 for a couple. $200 for a couple. For singles, same deal, no bed, no meals, $100. Okay, I'm going to go through this one more time for you just so you will understand. Couple with room and board, or I should say bed and board, room and board. You'll still have a room. You'll have a room with a bed in it and board. Couple, room and board, $355. Single, room and board, $210. Couple, camping out with meals, $290. Single, camping out with meals, $145. Couple, camping out, no meals, $200. Single, camping out, no meals, $100. Make money order only payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-S-T, and send it to Harvest, care of P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's Harvest. Make money order only payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-S-T, care of P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Get it in quick, folks, if you want to be a part of this. We're going to have a lot of fun. Okay, now, Veritas is out, which means the new prices are in effect. Congratulate all of you who got your Veritas at the old price. Here are the new prices for those of you who may have been too slow and would still like to subscribe to Veritas, which is the only newspaper in America that tells the truth and contradicts and counteracts all these lies and propaganda that you hear on the 6 o'clock news with old Rughead Rather, and or I should say Rughead Donaldson. Rather might have one too, I don't know. 6 issues, $16. 6 issues are $16. 12 issues, $25. 12 issues are $25. 18 issues are $34. 18 issues, $34. And 24 issues, which is always the best deal, $39. 24 issues for $39. If you want to subscribe to Veritas, make your check or money order payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-S-T, and send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. The increase in price is due to the increase in price of newsprint. That's the paper that the newspaper is printed on. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about Veritas. This issue, tell you what's in it. Headline story, folks, BATF plants bomb, Starr and McCraney framed, by William Cooper, Cadgy News Service exclusive. There's a little blurb here about Keating's reward. Governor Frank Keating of Oklahoma. It is now being touted about that Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating is being considered as Bob Dole's running mate. The reason? Well, they say he's so likable. But I think it's a reward, myself. Another front page story. Australia surrenders. New World Order takes guns in one fell swoop. The government of Australia has outlawed every type of firearm that there is. They're going to confiscate them one way or another. They're going to pay for as many as they can get, and then they're going to go get the rest. And the only things that they have not absolutely outlawed, I believe, are single-shot bolt-action 22s and maybe some shotguns with a permit. And they're a specific type of shotgun. Not every shotgun can get a permit. But everything else is gone in Australia, ladies and gentlemen. Gone. The Australian people have surrendered their arms. Some hardcore gun owners are saying they will spill blood before they will give up their weapons. And there are demonstrations and rallies being held all across the country in protest. How much is talk and how much is action? I guess we'll see when they start trying to pick up all the guns. Here's a blurb right in the center of the page. A quote by Harvest. Let me do that again. A quote by Harvard psychiatrist Chester M. Pierce at the 1973 International Education Seminar, and he still teaches at Harvard today. I'm going to read you this quote. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances to our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, and toward the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It's up to you as teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international child of the future, end quote. And we wonder what's happening to our children in school. This guy's still teaching at Harvard. He's still giving these speeches. And it's not the children that are sick. It's Harvard psychiatrist Chester M. Pierce and the teachers that buy his bullshit. And there's a homeschooling follow-up article by Michelle Moore, Cadgy News Service exclusive, and an article on the front page about a foreign Air Force base. Holloman Air Force Base welcomes the German Air Force Base as a permanent base in the United States of America with their aircraft and their people, and that's incredible. The Saga of Fred Allnutt, written by my good friend and one of the best lawyers in America, Larry Beecraft. Opinion, Not My Kids, Outrage Over Forced Genital Exams in Pennsylvania by Mark E. Howerter. There's the Starr McCraney search warrant affidavit verbatim published the affidavit that the BATF used to coerce a judge into giving them a search warrant and then arresting these guys after the search warrant allowed them to go on to Starr's property and recover the bomb that the BATF had planted there. When you gonna wake up? When you gonna wake up? Oh boy. Three freemen get prison terms. Yerba Mansa, Plants and People, a column by Michael Cottingham. And he'll be writing a regular column for Veritas from now on herbs and natural remedies and nutrition. Here's an article about the FBI hiring special surveillance group. The book review is on Safeguarding Liberty, the Constitution and Citizens Militias, introduction by Larry Pratt, and it is dynamite. In fact, it's such a good book that we're selling it. We went and bought a whole bunch of them, and we're selling it through Veritas, and I'll talk about it. And there's a short blurb about the IRS paying $200 million for more information on you. Tacit Blue. How many of you have ever heard of Tacit Blue? It is a secret plane that the Air Force has just unveiled that is a stealth aircraft that nobody's ever heard of before that actually led to the development of the B-2 and the F-117 stealth fighter. And the description of Tacit Blue is what everybody is calling Aurora, so it looks like the Air Force has scored a propaganda coup and a counterintelligence coup and has diverted all the people investigating the newest technology into looking at old technology as what they think is Aurora and is not. The Clinton death toll checklist. You can't miss that, folks. And Federal Reserve banks exempt from income tax. You didn't know that, did you? Well, we got the goods on them. We've got the goods on them. And folks, I'm not kidding. Listen to this. According to Title 12, United States Code, Section 531, exemption from taxation, Federal Reserve banks, including the capital stock and surplus therein, and the income derived therefrom, shall be exempt from federal, state, and local taxation, except taxes upon real estate. It is confirmed in the IRS tax code at Title 26, United States Code, Section 137, cross-references to other acts A for exemption of, paragraph 5, income derived from Federal Reserve banks, including capital, stock, and surplus. See Section 7 of the Federal Reserve Act, 12 U.S.C. 531. How do you like that? How do you like that? I don't like it. Do you like it? Court orders halt to reviews under the Communications Decency Act. And then we have another story on the Communications Decency Act background follies. Both of these articles, if you have anything to do with the internet, you need to read. A letter from the future. Let me see. I'm getting way ahead of myself here. Where's that other part of the paper? Oh, yeah. Here it is. Got some fantastic articles in this issue of Veritas. Remember, folks, Veritas is not a newsletter. It's not a tabloid like the Spotlight. It's a full-size newspaper, and it is hand-delivered by special messenger at the expense of Harvest Trust to every representative, every senator, every presidential cabinet member, to the president and vice president with every single issue. And believe me, they don't like it. The Department of Justice agrees to exchange information with the United Nations Criminal Justice Branch. Memorandum of understanding between the National Institute of Justice,
Office of Justice Programs, United States Department of Justice, and the Crime Prevention and Criminal Justice Branch, United Nations Office at Vienna. Don't forget, the FBI has an office in Moscow. Woo! Wonder if the KGB has an office over here. And here, y'all liked the show we did with Dr. Dennis Cuddy? Well, you're going to love this article that he wrote. It's called Rush Limbaugh, Kook. And this article just tears the mask right off of Rush Limbaugh's face and shows him for what he is, a double-talking, forked tongue. Hegelian dialectic. And then there's our normal column on White House press releases, this time from the Office of the Press Secretary. Executive order defines the management and public use of the National Wildlife Refuge System. An article, if you're a parent and you have children in a public school, you've got to read this article. This is the headline. I'm not going to read it to you. You've got to get Veritas. Parents have no rights, judge rules, if child is in public school. Did you hear that? Listen to me again. If you're parents and you have children in public school, listen to me. This is the headline. Parents have no rights, judge rules, if child is in public school. Now, if you haven't subscribed to Veritas and you just want to get this issue, I forget how much one issue is now. Tell you the truth, let me look on the front page. If you just want this issue, send $3. Send $3. Once the next issue comes out, this issue will be a back issue and it will be $5. Remember, all back issues are $5, current issues are $3. Another article, broadcasting equipment seized. And, oh, here's one. I want to read you this. It's just very short. Nothing new is the title. Quote, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly, but the traitor moves among those within the gates freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not the traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their garments. And he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He robs the world of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Cicero said that in 106 B.C. Actually, he lived from 106 B.C. to 43 B.C. He did not say that in 106 B.C. It was a statement made in an oration before the Roman Senate as he exposed the conspiracy to destroy the Roman Republic. It's how he gained power, ladies and gentlemen. He hired a bunch of thugs to go around the city of Rome and beat up on people, and he burned a couple of temples. He made this speech that gave him the power of a dictator, and you know the rest. There's an article here, ladies and gentlemen, proposed national forest land transfer to Fort Polk, Louisiana. Fort Polk is the place where they train United Nations peacekeeping forces and multi-jurisdictional task forces using the military. And they're going to transfer national forest land to Fort Polk so they have more land to practice all these maneuvers with and train these foreign soldiers how to come and get the guns of Americans when the time comes. There's an article on identifying your child with DNA. They want you to do that, and they're already starting it in some states, particularly Florida. A letter from the future. A letter from the future. That will wake you up if you read it. And here's something I'm going to read on the air tonight. I love to do this. I couldn't do it until the paper was out, you see, because this is confidential information for dissemination to criminal justice agencies only. Arizona Department of Public Safety Criminal Information Bulletin. Confidential information for dissemination to criminal justice agencies only. Date, April the 8th, 1996. Number 196001. Officer assistance requested. The trial of suspects Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols for the bombing of the Alfred P. Mura Federal Building in Oklahoma City has been moved to Denver, Colorado. There is a strong possibility that individuals will travel from and through Arizona to Colorado in an attempt to use this high-profile case as a means to further a cause. This greatly increases the need for gathering information. You see what they've done, folks? They are using the Arizona Highway Patrol and other police officers to further a political agenda. This is serious stuff. And if you're traveling through the state of Arizona and they stop you for no obvious reason, it's because of this. And you have a strong, strong reason to take those scum-sucking, puke-faced pigs into court and drag them over the coals. There's a strong possibility that individuals will travel from and through Arizona to Colorado in an attempt to use this high-profile case as a means to further a cause. This greatly increases the need for gathering information. Uniformed officers are encouraged to be vigilant for domestic terrorism activity indicators in their areas. Examples of these indicators would be, now listen, listen to the indicators of domestic terrorism activity and see if you fit one of these descriptions. Reports of bomb explosions. That's obvious enough. I don't think they needed to tell anybody that, do you? Unless they have a bunch of dumb officers that don't have anything between their ears except a vacuum space. Seizures and reported thefts of dynamite, blasting caps, detonation cord, or chemicals used for explosives. Again, what officer needs to be told that? Now, here we get into it, folks. Vehicles with bumper stickers that advocate an anti-government, anti-tax, racist, and white supremacist philosophy, or a group that professes such a philosophy. So, if you got a bumper sticker on your car that says something about Clinton, or something about the tax, or something about the Federal Reserve, and you're traveling through Arizona, they're going to stop you and harass you and hassle you and try to search your vehicle. And if they do that, remember, you heard this on the air, you have grounds for suit because they have no right to do that. No right whatsoever. Radical or hate literature observed in a vehicle that has been stopped. You know what radical or hate literature is in this country today? It is Veritas newspaper, ladies and gentlemen. It is Behold a Pale Horse. It is any book that says, as a title, The New World Order. It is anything that criticizes socialism or exposes the puke-faced socialist lying manipulators that have seized control of this country and are destroying our constitutional republican form of government. That is radical or hate literature. And if they see that in your vehicle, they're going to hassle you and roust you and try to illegally search you and your vehicle. Unusual quantities or types of weapons or ammunition discovered in a vehicle. Again, illegal and unlawful and unconstitutional in the state of Arizona, where our Constitution guarantees us the right to keep and bear arms and to wear arms openly, carry them in our vehicle, loaded and ready to use at any time, night or day, 24 hours a day if we want to. I wear my pistol to the Safeway store. So if they bother you for that, you have grounds to drag their stupid butts into court and take them for everything they've got. And do it. Call me, I'll help you. Better believe it. This is unconstitutional, unlawful. It is Gestapo tactics. It is jackbooted Nazi thugs. Listen to this one. Vehicles with expired license plates are Freeman-type license plates. Drivers who do not have a current driver's license, vehicle registration, or auto insurance, and who are agitated, are violently protest the requirement to have such documents. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no requirement to have such documents. And that's the truth. Drivers and passengers who exhibit an unusual hostile demeanor at the initial contact and who continue with a bunker mentality. They ask questions such as, quote, who is it you are worried about, end quote. Or, quote, what do you think they are trying to do, end quote. Or, quote, what are you going to do about it, end quote. Officers are encouraged to query further at traffic stops when circumstances indicate the party is en route to the Colorado area, specifically for the bombing trial. Full driver and passenger information should be obtained and complete vehicle description with color indicated. If possible, identify the final destination and individuals' names at the Colorado location. Contact the intelligence unit ASAP with any information. Now here's the numbers, folks. Call these people and tell them what you think of their Gestapo attitudes. It says, please contact Officer Bill Whitlow. That's Officer Bill Whitlow. Here's his number, 602-223-2606. Contact the intelligence unit as soon as possible with any information. Please contact Officer Bill Whitlow, 602-223-2606. Or here's his pager number, 602-227-7182. That's 602-227-7182. Or you are also urged to call analyst Philana Dupre. Philana Dupre. That sounds suspiciously like Cruella de Vil. I love it. Here's her number, or his number. I don't know if Philana is a guy or a girl. Doesn't matter. Call anyway. Tell them what you think about their Gestapo tactics, their unconstitutional, unlawful harassment of ordinary people who are traveling to Colorado. Whether they're traveling there for the trial or not is none of their business. Here's the number, 602-223-2135. That's 602-223-2135. Now I'm going to repeat both numbers twice again. For Bill Whitlow, 602-223-2606. 606, or here's his pager number, 602-227-7182, or analyst Philana Dupre, 602-223-2135. That's 602-223-2135. Now, when you call, ladies and gentlemen, be polite. Do not threaten anybody. That's what they're doing. We're not them. We are not the evil people. We are not the bad guys. We do not call people and harass them and threaten them. Just call and tell them what you think about their policy of stopping people who have funny-looking bumper stickers or who happen to own a gun, which they're entitled to do under the Constitution of the State of Arizona and the Constitution for the United States of America, and all of these other things. Freedom of speech. They're going to stop you, and they're going to harass you if they see something in your car, some printed material that they don't like. Now remember, when you call, be polite. Do not threaten. Don't curse at these people. Just tell them what you think about their unconstitutional, unlawful harassment of citizens of the state of Arizona and other states who are passing through the state of Arizona, whether or not they are going to the McVeigh and Nichols trial in the state of Colorado is none of their business. None whatsoever. And here's what it says down at the bottom. And it will show you how good the intelligence service really is. This bulletin is exclusively for the Arizona Department of Public Safety and will not be copied or distributed to any person or agency outside of the department. Good luck. It's already out. We got it. Now we got it first. And then there's a big article, ladies and gentlemen. Chief of Naval Operations is dead. Government rules suicide. We don't think so, and we said so. This is a long article. I wrote it. It is a CAGI News Service exclusive, and it will open your eyes. And now to my favorite subject of the moment. Oklahoma City, day one. Oklahoma City, day one. By Michelle M. Moore, Station Chief, Intelligence Service. Published by Harvest Trust, Eager, Arizona. It is a brand new. And folks, I told you 700 plus pages. It's going to be 800 pages easy. 800 pages. Blockbuster book revealing the results of the investigation into the bombing of the Oklahoma City Mura Federal Building by the Intelligence Service of the 2nd Continental Army of the Republic Militia. The real militia. The militia that really works. That really does good for this country, that is really prepared to fight to restore the republic, the constitutional republic, the republican form of government that's guaranteed by the Constitution. To restore the Constitution as the supreme law of the land to its rightful place if they force us into fighting. This book blows the lid off the government's cover-up, blows it off, exposes all of the lies and the propaganda surrounding this event. It proves, ladies and gentlemen, does not assert, does not suggest, does not plant rumor, but proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that there were at least two explosions. At least one of the bombs was found and disarmed. The FBI, BATF, U.S. Marshal Service, Oklahoma City Police Department, Oklahoma City Fire Department had advanced knowledge of the bombing, and the victims' families were used to lobby on behalf of passage of the omnibus anti-terrorism bill and much, much more. This book will shock you out of your slumber. You will never believe any government official again after reading this work. It is unbelievably detailed. It is monumental in scope. It contains over 400 pages alone of documentation. This book, ladies and gentlemen, is an encyclopedic minute-by-minute account of the actions, events, and related information occurring on April 19, 1995. It is only the first of several volumes covering the results of the intelligence services investigation into the worst terrorist attack in American history. And yes, it was a terrorist attack. And yes, socialists are terrorists, and they have done this same thing throughout history to disarm peoples and to gain power and destroy their political enemies. Order now. Order this book now. It is in typeset now. The cover has been designed. The cover is locked in now. We can expect books to be delivered to us between 8 to 10 weeks. Will be delivered to you between 10 to 14 weeks. Those who order in advance are guaranteed to receive their copy before anyone else in the nation, before it is allowed to be put on any bookstore anywhere. The book is in typeset as I speak. Advance orders are available with guaranteed delivery. Those who place advance orders are guaranteed to receive their copy of Oklahoma City Day One before anyone else. There will only be a limited number of copies available. Do you hear that, folks? There will only be a limited number of copies available. Don't risk losing out to those who know the value of this book and order first. Make money order payable to Harvest. H-A-R-V-E-S-T. Please send only money orders, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to play around with trying to clear checks and all that kind of stuff. We want to send you your book as soon as we get it in our hands. So make your money order payable to Harvest and send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. If you want an autographed copy, it's $35 postpaid. If you just want a plain copy, and it's not plain, believe me, $30 postpaid. Please specify a physical address so that the post office department doesn't mess around with your book. We have never, never had a failure of delivery when we used UPS. Okay? Well, folks, that ought to keep you busy for a while, thinking about all the things you heard tonight. Make sure that you start looking for your copy of Veritas. It'll be in your mailbox soon, and if you haven't subscribed, get your subscription in, and if you've missed this issue, send $3, and we'll get it right out to you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless each and every single one of you.